うーわうーわうーわうーわうーわ。 Here's another part. えーよえーよえーよ。
Mora Vellante is leading a troop of six students through a path in the forest. It's rainy, buggy, and muddy. But everyone quickly gets into a groove, both with their feet and with their voice.
There's lots to look at all the time. The green and the shadows and the lake and the sky and all the different vegetation. And when I'm feeling relaxed and I'm in my body and I'm walking along and I'm in nature like that, it just makes me want to sing. You know, it inspires me to let my voice out.
If you want to do this, anyone who wants to.
Vellante teaches singing in Ottawa, Canada. For her, people don't need a good voice to be able to sing. Instead, she says singing just comes naturally to humans, like breathing or walking. Which is why she tries to get people outside, where they can experiment and make mistakes.
It's kind of like, you know, recreational softball. It doesn't matter if someone sucks at it. Like, they can still play. You know, it's for fun.
We spend about 2 hours hiking around the heavily wooded Mud Lake. I did some research to see if I could find any other organized singing hikes. I found one at a Bible camp in Virginia, and there's one at a kibbutz in Israel. And at Yellowstone National Park, they recommend singing loudly, or shouting, to scare off the bears. Of course, lots of people like to sing when they hike. On this walk, Kathy Woodgold says she sings differently when they're walking in nature.
When we're in the woods, it brings out sort of a primitive spirit. Like I'm thinking, okay, let's pretend we're not civilized. Let's get in touch with our instincts and so on. And maybe that opens up some a creative spirit. It frees us to sing just random notes instead of having to feel like we have to do a predefined melody.
This isn't really a conservationist group. But teacher Mora Vellante says, in some small way, doing this helps the planet.
I think that there is a benefit to the environment for people to sing in the woods because that gets them to appreciate nature more, and appreciating nature helps you be committed to preserving it.
The small group stops at a dock overlooking Mud Lake for their only performance of the day. The audience? Ducks, frogs, mosquitoes. But they give it their all. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.